Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, for healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici on this not-so-sunny day. Seems fitting for Easter. It's a solemn time. Seems fitting for the world. But I bring you good news. If you're driving, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. Pull the car over. I don't care where you have to go right now. I really don't. That's even if you're on the road. I mean, where could you really be at this point? I don't care what you're doing. I'll even give you a few minutes on air time to make sure you hear what I'm about to say. Welcome to my regular audience. Welcome if you're new to the show. You guys know what I like to do. I like to use my scientific intuitive center. No, that's not mumbo jumbo for those of you who are way more left brain. That's not mumbo jumbo. Your scientific intuitive sense is your hunch. Is your hunch that leads you to the truth, and then you use your analytic mind. You use the other side of your brain to support it with statistics. Well, I'm going to introduce you to a guy today. His name is Professor Witkowski, and he just published an article. It was a chat, no time to publish, and it's very interesting. It's very revealing. I'm going to read it to you. That's the show. That's right. You're going to listen to me read this article, and you're going to understand what it means. That way, you're going to relax. You're not going to continue to be influenced by people who are either innocent, ignorant, stupid, or they have agendas. That's the four categories I would put the rest of the crowd in. Innocent, and I'd like to think innocent. Ignorant, well, that's innocence with a little bit of deliberateness to it. Stupid. And I don't think people are stupid. People think they're stupid. I don't think they're stupid. I think the average guy can use his head to get up in the morning, to go out into the world and not be eaten by crocodiles, let alone coronaviruses. I think the average guy has more than enough brains to do just fine in this world. God's grace. You don't need a 160 IQ to live well. Or they have an agenda. Now, I don't think most people have an agenda, but I think something's rotten in Denmark. At any rate, that four group of people you're always talking to, you're not in either one of those camps. You see, you're that small percentage of the public that's capable of thinking outside the box, and we have to think outside the box. The only thing we have to do that we're not doing is share our opinions with others. And the only way to do that is to get educated. And that's why you pulled the car over and you're listening. I don't care where you are or what you're doing. You listen to this man because this is it. This is the tipping point. Now, I've argued for months. Check my February 29th show. It's April 4th. My show came out on February 29th, and I told you this virus was being grossly exaggerated. What's going on throughout the world, particularly in India, our recent reports, is hideous. It seems India is intent on ridding itself of its population rather than the coronavirus, and that's straight from Mumbai 5 minutes ago. 10 minutes ago. But I don't need that to tell you. If you read, you can learn. We're not doing this right. Now, I'm going to keep it very local today. I want you to remember the state of California despite having more mainland Chinese, including tons from Hubei and Wuhan, coming here since last September to visit, to share what they want their own country to be like, to buy, to do trade, all those wonderful things I hope we get back to someday. Hundreds and thousands have hit California since September. That virus was in them then. September, October, their lockdown was January 23rd. That was their lockdown. There is no way mainland China, particularly Wuhan and Hubei, did not have this virus circulating through their bloodstream while they were visiting California. This should be all over California. And no, it is not a three-week lockdown that's preventing it. Check the statistics. We still only have under 300 deaths. Like Professor Gupta, Sunetra Gupta, out of Oxford, who proposed, who strongly suggested, who's impassioned about the following statement, that half of the UK before the lockdown was already infected. I am telling you, it is no less a reality in the state of California. Many people are infected. Which leads us to the important, perplexing question. Why is nobody getting that sick? Why is nobody dying? Why are deaths under 300? Oh, yes, I see. Yes, because the lockdown, we got it just in time. Thank God. Thank God we've destroyed more business in the last month than 10 economic depressions. Thank God. Yeah, I have a bridge for you if you believe that. But you see, I'm just little old me. That's why if you get to straighttalk.cc, I put the names of people who do nothing but study epidemiology and infectious disease. And I want to thank Professor Witkowski for what I'm about to read to you. It's called herd immunity. Herd immunity. It means if you let a virus hit a population, especially one this weak, this is a weak virus. Yes, there are some niche groups that needed to be respected and needed to be sequestered, and we needed to protect them. But the way you kill a virus is by letting people immunize themselves to it, because their natural immunity will render the virus incompetent. It's called herd immunity. Look it up yourself. Study it yourself. Learn what this means. It means when you get exposed and the virus goes up into your nasopharyngeal cavity and eats through your epithelial cells and your macrophages and dendritic cells, your innate immunity is simply overwhelmed or not overwhelmed, and it contains the virus, and 7 days later, when your antibodies destroy it finally, you say, gee, that wasn't such a difficult flu. When that's going to happen to the mass percentage, over 80, 90% of the population exposed will respond like that. They become immune to it. What does it mean? By the time the humoral immunity kicks in and the amount of virus diminishes to next to nothing, to very, 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 very low numbers, you're not going to be transmittable anymore. I mean, theoretically you are. Like, I wouldn't want a blood transfusion from you. And I could get gory now, but I won't. So theoretically, you might be transmissible, but in reality, you don't have enough circulating virus, coronavirus, to be transmissible. That is how you knock it out. And the only argument that you can make otherwise, the only sense to an alternative, is in the event that we would overload the hospitals, which wasn't going to happen in the United States. No, it's not happening in New York. Did you hear me? It's not happening in New York. Do you hear me? It is not happening in New York. The hospitals are handling this in New York. And just thank CNN et al. For taking that reality away. But giving it the benefit of the doubt, a bit of a quarantine to what? Flatten the curve, which means slow down the rate at which people will hit the hospitals and overload them. You could make a mild argument for that, but that is not the way a population gets rid of a virus, okay? So I'm going to stop now. Other than to remind you, I've got close to 100 people for the webinar tomorrow. Everyone in that group will stay healthy. I top out at 100. I can't take any more people. Webinars have their limitations. I have some space left. If you're interested, it's $100. Yes, even in these times, I discounted it a lot. And if tomorrow goes well, which it will, I'm going to give everybody a special for those of you who couldn't. But that's not about now. Now I've got Dr. Witkowski. I'm going to read to you his article, and you need to listen. Give me a moment. I just got this in a few hours ago. Perspectives on the Pandemic with Professor Knut, that's K-N-U-T, Witkowski. As many of you know, this article, by the way, is on my website. That's straighttalk.cc. So if you are by a computer, get to the website, get on the article. If not, do it when you can. If you're in the car, stay there. As many of you may know, I have been writing and speaking on the topic of the apparent global pandemic for a couple of weeks. Oh, by the way, who is Professor Witkowski? My name is Knut Witkowski. I was at the Rockefeller University for 20 years. Did you hear what I said, guys? Rockefeller University. I was the head of the Department of Biostatistics, Epidemiology, and Research Design. And before that, I worked for 15 years with Klaus Dietz, one of the leading epidemiologists in the world, at the German town of Tübingen at the Eberhard Karas University. I want to read that to you again. This is Professor Witkowski's credentials. Do they get better than this? Do they get better than this? Fauci, he can't touch this guy. There's nobody. There's a few. All of them are on my website, by the way. Ioannidis is on the website. Fauci's on the website. Gupta out of Oxford is on the website. My name is Knut Witkowski. I was at the Rockefeller University for 20 years. I was the head of the Department of Biostatistics, Epidemiology, and Research Design. And before that, I worked for 15 years with Klaus Dietz. Sorry if I'm slaughtering that. One of the leading epidemiologists in the world at the German town of Tübingen at the Eberhard Karas University. That is his credentials. Question to Dr. Witkowski. You gave recommendations for how to best deal with COVID-19. Can you talk about that? His answer. As with every respiratory disease, we should protect the elderly and fragile. Because when they get pneumonia, they have a high risk of dying of pneumonia. This is one of the key issues to keep in mind. On the other hand, children do very well with these diseases. They are evolutionarily designed to be exposed to all kinds of viruses in their lifetime, and they should be kept going to school and infecting each other. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? Did you hear that? Are you driving the car? Do you speak English? Can you understand? Did you hear that? Okay, you didn't hear it. On the other hand, children do very well with these diseases. They are evolutionarily designed to be exposed to all kinds of viruses in their lifetime, and they should be kept going to school and infecting each other. Now, here's his point. That contributes to herd immunity, which means after about 4 weeks, at the most, 4 weeks, the elderly people could start joining their families because then the virus would have been extinguished. Now, if you don't understand that, do my seminar tomorrow. If you do understand that, do my seminar tomorrow. But get this straight. This guy, with those credentials, along with all the other scientists I'm saying, we are building a consortium of people. Check my February 29th show out. I told you this. Yeah, I told you this. Tell your friends Dr. Medici told you this. And now everybody's crawling out from underneath the rock, very credentialed people, and they're saying things that sound radical. Understand what he's saying. Herd immunity. Evolved by letting children go to school and infect each other so that their immune systems could extinguish the virus is how we get out of this. Now look at what we've done. Look at what we've done. And it's just beginning. Because what do you think the ramifications are going to be in 4 weeks? Economically. In addition to which, you're not letting the herd extinguish the virus. You're not doing that. There's an agenda being played out here. Then the elderly people could start joining their families because then the virus would have been extinguished. Yes. Yes. We should have let it spread and get it out of this population. And in the meantime, we should have put our resources into making sure that your high-risk groups didn't get sick. Next piece. Question, Dr. Witkowski. You mentioned you think that the containment could prolong the life of the virus. Can you talk about that? With all respiratory diseases, the only thing that stops the disease is herd immunity. About 80% of people have to have contact with the virus. The majority of them won't even notice they're infected. And they'll have very, very mild symptoms, especially children. It's very important to keep the schools open and mingling, to spread the virus, to get the herd immune as fast as possible. What do you make of the policy that was enacted in the United States and England and most places throughout the world? This policy of containment and shelter in place. What is your opinion? People are trying to flatten the curve, but I don't really know why, says Professor Witkowski. What happens when you flatten the curve is you also widen the curve and it takes more time. I don't see a good reason for respiratory diseases staying in the population for longer than necessary. Now, the counter argument to that is if you flatten the curve and thus, yes, no one's going to argue, you keep it in the population longer, and thus the media can scare the dickens out of you for a lot longer, and thus we can't get to the point where we can look at each other and say it's done because it just lingers because we flatten the curve. The only argument that you could have against doing it that way, meaning not flattening the curve, meaning the only argument for flattening the curve is it could make it easier in its given moment on the hospitals that aren't overloaded anyway. Do not believe that crap coming out of New York, and do not believe the networks. Professor Witkowski, what do you say to people who say that we just don't know about the lethality of the virus, and the smartest thing is to contain everyone because we don't have the data? Witkowski's answer: we have seen two other SARS viruses before, coronaviruses. This is not the first coronavirus that has come out, and it won't be the last. For all respiratory diseases, we have the same type of epidemic. If you leave it alone, it comes for 2 weeks, it goes, and then it's gone. Did you hear that? Question. You were speaking to my producer the other day, and you were saying that the pandemic is over. What do you mean by that? Answer. There are no more new cases in China and South Korea. Oh, they're liars. Those Asians? You can't trust those governments. They're liars, right? You hear that stupid one? That stupid response? This is what people tell me when I give them the statistics. Oh, well, those statistics can't be trusted. You can only trust the horror statistics. You can't trust the good statistics. Listen to what Professor Witkowski says. There are no more new cases in China and South Korea. The number of new cases in Europe is already starting to decline. The virus came later to the United States, and we see a bit of it on an incline, but a leveling off in a couple of days. Which we have. If we see cases are not increasing dramatically, that means the number of new infections has already declined substantially and peaked about a week ago. Bingo, that's exactly what I'm trying to say to you now for 4 weeks. If you watch the curve, you can tell what the lethality is. Question, are the Chinese statistics true? See, they got to ask them. Head of epidemiology, Rockefeller University, 20 years, biostatistics. Can we trust the Chinese? His answer, the epidemic has ended there. Yes, we can trust them because otherwise we would see people emerging. And even in China, it's very difficult to keep information under the hood. If there were lots of cases in hospitals, if the hospitals they built, the temporary hospitals, were still full, we would hear that it could not It could not be suppressed. Question. During a press briefing yesterday, Fauci and the president and the rest of the people assembled were saying that they had not done the containment. Fauci and the president were saying, with the people assembled, if we had not done the containment strategy, upwards of 2 million people would have died. What do you think? I mean, I want to vomit right now. Witkowski, listen to his answer. I am not paid by the government. Did you hear what he just said? Dr. Fauci, did you hear what he just said? Did he say that? Am I hallucinating? Are we Christians? Are you listening? What do you feel in your soul? What do you feel deep down inside? Did you hear what he just said? This isn't me saying it. This is him saying it. Dr. Fauci, you went to the same high school I did, or thereabouts. You went to Regis. I went to Molloy. We were smarter than you at Molloy. Dr. Fauci, did you hear what he just said? I'm not paid by the government, so I'm entitled to actually do science. Did you hear what he just said? He said he's not paid by the government, so he can do the real science. He's saying something to you. He's saying that Dr. Fauci's doing the best he can do to tell you the truth, even though he's paid by the government, and he's under wraps. Something stinks. The Fauci article, I posted it to the website. His name is on an article that says, at worst, this is going to be a harsh flu. 2 million would have been dead. His article says, harsh flu. 2 million dead. Dr. Fauci's always talking out of two sides of his mouth. Yes, he is. You know why? He's paid by the government. That's what Witkowski's saying. This isn't about Dr. Fauci. This is about understanding Dr. Fauci's position. He's in a nuanced position. Thus, I put his article out of the New England Journal of Medicine on my website last week and the week before. Witkowski, I'm not paid by the government, so I'm entitled to actually do science. If the government had not intervened, the epidemic would have been over, like every other respiratory disease epidemic. Did you hear that? I'm not repeating it. Question, how many in your estimation would have died? Would it have been that much? Witkowski, realistic numbers in the United States. We have 25,000 cases every day. Our hospital system would have to deal with 2,500 patients every day. We have 25,000 cases a day, 2,500 patients a day in the hospitals. We'd have to deal with that, Witkowski says, for a certain period of time, 3 to 4 weeks, and then the number would dramatically decrease again, and the whole epidemic would be over. Guys, did you hear that? I don't care if I'm repeating myself. I do not care. I want to make sure I get under your skin. I want you to get angry. I want you to start talking to the governor. I want you to start talking to your congressman. I want you to start telling him in 1 month this quarantine is done and we're going back to work and we're not looking backwards anymore and we're going to pull ourselves out of this economic mess with our president behind us, and he will be behind us. Of this hospitalized, Dr. Witkowski, how many would die? 2% would die of all cases. That means not 2% of the population, 2% of all the cases that get to the hospital would die, and 80% of the 2% would be people who had comorbidities. I just added that. 2% of what hits the hospital would die. Of all symptomatic cases, okay, 2% of all symptomatic cases, 2% would die. That is 2% of the 2,500 a day. That is 500 people a day. And that would happen over 4 weeks. So that could be as high as 10,000 people. Now that compares to the normal numbers of flu during the flu season. And we have in the United States about 35,000 deaths every year during the flu season. So it would be part of a normal situation as experienced in the flu. Do I need to keep talking? Get on my website, straighttalk.cc. Read and listen to every single show I've done since February 29th. If you are in the risk groups, be careful. That's what he's saying. And understand that you have to think about your health more than you have to think about the virus. What's your call, gang? What are you thinking right now? You going to tell 10 people today? You going to bring 10 people to my website? You're going to look people in the face and try to give them the information? I've put the information on these shows for you. Spread it around. I'm not the only guy. I'm the least credentialed of these people. Just listen to them. 714-850-1007. Come to the webinar tomorrow. Call the office. Leave your number. We'll contact you. What can I say? Stay strong. Don't worry. This thing's done in a month. We'll be back to work soon. Bye-bye.
Okay, that's a wrap. Don't forget to get to Dr. Medici's website at drmedici.com to look at the pictures and review the show as often as you wish. See you next week.